He's the most blessed thing you could ever have.
Yeah,
it's the Lord.
No, Brother Tommy.
He is sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. I tasted of him a long time ago.
Yeah, come on.
And he's sweet to the soul. I'm glad that he first loved me. Ain't you glad that he loved you so much that he would take time to deal with you and to talk to you and to reach and touch you and send words of comfort and his presence to come and give you hope, his spirit to lift you up. Oh, God. The Lord helps me tonight, and I wrote this today. My heart was so full. I would like to preach or maybe talk tonight one little letter in the alphabet. Anybody can guess it? Oh, you got it. Oh. Just one little letter in the alphabet, not one word, but one letter. Just one letter, but it's full of feeling. It's so full of feeling. This one letter is the cry and the desire of the heart. Oh, it is the longing of the soul expressed in a yearning sound. Oh, oh, it's a language of the soul. You can't really put a definition on the word oh. It has to be felt. Oh, my soul. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord, I praise you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, you know my need, Jesus. Oh, God, I love you with all of my heart. Oh, my soul. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all of thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness. Hallelujah. And tender mercies. Who satisfieth thy mouth. Are with good things that thy youth is renewed like the eagle, and you're raging on ahead and say, oh God, I love you and I want you more than anything in this world, Lord. You mean more to me than the gold and the silver and all the pleasures and entertainment of our society. I'd rather have Jesus, I'd rather have hope, I'd rather have the peace of God than anything that the devil has. Raise your little hand and praise him tonight. Oh, my soul, I love you and I magnify thee. My heart is glad that I know him. When I feel the Lord, I'm glad that I know him. I'm glad that I have him. I'm glad that he saved me. I'm glad that he came by my way and he saved me and he touched me. When I was down, he came along and he lifted me up and he brought me out. He brought me off from the sick bed. He brought me out. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Brother Tommy.
Yes. Oh,
oh.
Woo.
Praise the Lord.
You see, stay with me a little while. We add this little letter in our conversations to express how we feel. And it bleeds through in our talk, portraying the deep desire and the longing of our heart. A brother or a sister comes to you and they shake your hand and they wrap their arm around you and hug you. And they say, I love you. And you respond and say, oh, thank you. I needed that. It does something on the inside that lets you know that others care. You're going through it. You're hurting. And you're mentally battling. Have you ever had mental battles?
Yeah.
Have you ever fought the devil? a liar. Oh, yes, he is. You're battling mentally. You may be suffering physically and emotionally. And somebody sends you a text or calls you, checking on you. It does something down deep in here. Glory to God. In your heart, that inwardly you say, oh, you don't realize what you just did when you sent a text, when you called me, when you came and you wrapped your arm around me and told me you loved me. Oh, you just don't know how that encouraged me. Well, I feel the Lord in here tonight. You just don't know what I needed to hear, but it lets me know that somebody cares. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. How many has ever said, thank you, Lord? I needed that. Oh, I needed that. I needed words of comfort. I needed encouragement. I tell you, I love you. Sissy, I love you. Glory to God. He's real. He's alive. He's sweet. Well, glory to God. He's a keeper. He's a healer. He's a bringer outer. He's a lifter upper. He's my hope. He's my peace. Hallelujah.
This thing's bigger than I am.
Sissy, I love it. Oh, God. See? Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, stay with me.
God does something for you, and he sends someone to give you something to help you. And you breathe a sigh of relief. And inwardly you say, oh God, thank you. Thank you. What that one little letter, one letter word in itself is the language of the soul. Oh Lord, thank you. It is a prayer within its own little cell. What is old, about middle ways over in our 26th alphabet, letters of the alphabet, about close to middle ways. It's a prayer right in itself, hallelujah, that holds together the English language. Oh God, I need you. I need help. Listen to the psalmist David for a moment. The one that wrote the 23rd Psalm. Oh Lord, save me. Have mercy upon me, oh Lord, for I am weak. I'm weak. Lord, would you consider my trouble? I'm vexed, oh God. Oh Lord, in thee do I put my trust. Oh, my strength. He called God his strength. David said, oh, my strength. Haste thee to help me. Unto thee, oh Lord God, do I lift up my soul. Show me thy ways, oh Lord, and teach me thy paths. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring me out of my distresses. David said, oh, keep my soul. How many that I would say, Lord, keep me, Jesus, in your love. Keep me in your will. Keep me in your hand. Don't ever let me go. Let me be in your presence. Hold me, dear Lord, like a shepherd holds a little lamb and embraces it and puts it across his shoulders and carries that little hurting lamb. I'm telling you, I want the Lord to hold me. I want him to carry me. There's times that you can't hardly lift your head and you feel like you can't take another step. That's when the Lord raises you back up. He'll slip his arms under you. Oh Lord, I'm weak, but you're strong. Oh God, I need you.
Yes, come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank God for him before. I feel like taking this thing right out on the street and say, Jesus loves you. I don't care how low you are. There's a hand reaching down from the glory world. His name is Jesus. He's a Savior and a healer tonight.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Come on, come on.
Oh, my goodness. See? Oh, my goodness. Oh, gracious. Oh, sweet Jesus. Man, he's precious.
Brother Bob, he's so good. He's good. He's good all the time. How many know that? The Lord is good. Hallelujah to God.
Stay with me. He's real. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me. And that's a Hebrew word meaning bring new life to me, Jesus. Quicken me, oh, Lord, and give me life. Give me your strength and lift me up. Bring me out. Save me, O Lord, and heal me. Help me and deliver me. How many knows that we can identify with David?
Come on, amen.
In our Christian life parallels the saints of God all through our Bible.
Right.
You ain't the only one that's ever suffered.
That's right.
You ain't the only one that's ever going to have a battle.
Right.
You ain't going to be the only one that's ever going to be afflicted.
Right.
Come on. Hallelujah, you'll be tested, you'll be tried. Oh, Lord, I felt him, Brother Ron, right there. But I tell you that if you'll stay right in the presence of God, if you'll stay in the house of God, in the house of worship, come, come, where the house, where the presence of God is, in the house of the Lord. Raise your little hand. Lord, I want to be where your presence is, where your spirit is moving, Lord, where the word of God is taught and where it's preached. Lord, I want to hear that blessed singing, Lord, from the hearts of the people that are glad. I want to hear the rejoicing, dear Lord. It makes you want to lift both hands and say, I'm glad for the house of the Lord. I'm glad it's a refuge for the weary and the oppressed. I'm glad that Jesus, hallelujah, is a shelter in the time of storm. He's a place that I can bring my troubles to, glory to God. I can run to him, and he's a rock in a weary land. He's a rock of salvation. Oh, hide me, Lord, in the cleft of the rock. Hallelujah, I served the devil for 20 years, but Lord God, I've been in this thing for 48 years now, and he's been nothing but good to me. He's held me, and he's kept me. Hallelujah. Hey, I ain't done yet. If you're glad and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you know Jesus, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to tell everybody in this house, you can make it. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. We're just about home, Brother Gary. Just about. Let me run my last mile home. I can almost see the city lights of that city. We're nearer than we've ever been. Hallelujah. How many wants to hold on? The Lord's are coming, and we're getting ready to go home. Hallelujah.
Now, I wrote all this today. 5 pages. Like I say, I preach it. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you're sweet. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I need you. Oh, Lord, help these people. Hallelujah. I preach it on paper. Woo. Hallelujah. My tongue's a pen and a ready writer. Hallelujah, and I got an ink pen that's full of ink, and I can write down my thoughts, and I can say, Lord, you feed it to me, and I'll feed it to them. It is real. How many knows Jesus is a bread of life? He's waters to the thirsty soul. Hallelujah. Oh, my Jesus. We have our tests and our trials, just like the saints of old did. We have our troubles. We have our problems too. We have our ups and our downs. You're not the only one who gets discouraged at times. You ain't the only one. Tommy Romans has been discouraged. My blessed brother-in-law, Brother Ron, the pastor, he has been discouraged. How many have been discouraged? When things turn out bad, when it turn out wrong, holy, bad news seems like it just sometimes just drains you out. Drains you. But, oh, Lord, did you feel something a while ago, Brother Gary? Felt that quickening when we was up here? Come out of there, and he said, I feel the Lord. I may be afflicted. But God gave me something a long time ago. It has kept me. Hallelujah. How many? 41 years? 41 years it's kept him. What is it keeps you going? Sweet Holy Ghost, Jesus living down in the heart, keeps you right on and going. And a believing and a hoping. Hallelujah. You can put one step right in front of the other and say, Lord, am I going on with Jesus just the same? Hold my hand, oh Lord, I pray. Hallelujah to God. We fight. We fight the devil. And we do battle afflictions. Yes, we get weary. And we get tired. We groan deep within. How many's ever groaned? You might not have said nothing with your mouth, but the Lord knows when you hurt. He knows when you hurt. And He hears you loud and clear. He hears the groans within, deep within you. When you say, oh God, I need you. Come down, Lord, and help me. He hears that loud and clear. A husband and wife might not know what the other even knows. Can understand sometimes what you feel, what you're going through. You just can't explain it. How you hurt in here, and you battle in here. But the Lord hears it. I said the Lord hears it. And the Lord cares. And the Lord will come along and He'll touch you. And He'll help you. And He'll say to you, you are my child. I've got the Lord right there. You're my child. You belong to me. I'll take care of you. I will lead you and guide you. I will hold you. Raise your little hand and say, He's with me. Brother J.D., Jesus is with you. He's with you. He said, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. I tell you, when everything's a burning up and the world's a going down, Jesus will take care of His children.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh God, I need you. Come to my rescue, sweet shepherd of my soul. Oh, my blessed Savior that saved me. Dear Jesus, I not only need you, but I want you. For who else could I go to? There's not another that understands me like you do. I hate nobody else can understand you like Jesus can. Hallelujah. Lord, you know my heart. You know that I want to serve you. Hallelujah. You may be tested. You might be tried. Hallelujah. But still, you've got the Lord. Hallelujah. You can say, Lord, you're more important to me than all of this world. Hallelujah. When the enemy attacks me,
me, and when he lies to me, I'm just going to cry unto you. Oh, Lord, I know you're there. I know you're with me. I know you hear me. I know you'll help me. Am I going to hold on? Am I going to keep on trusting? I'm not going to let go. I've got the promise of heaven. I know you're going to take me through. I started out a long time ago when I got up on my feet at an altar of prayer when Jesus saved me and delivered me from drugs and alcohol and almost took my life. But when I got up off of my knees, I entered into a new life. The old things and the world and the sins, I was washed away, and I'm a walking in the light. I'm a walking in the joy of the Lord. I've got something I keep in me. Give him a praise here tonight. On my way to heaven, journey gets sweeter every day. I started out to go all the way, Jesus. How many knows that Jesus reads the heart and he hears that inward prayer and that deep longing of your soul? Oh, God, oh. It's not just a big, great, big, long, eloquent prayer that God only listens to and he answers. He knows you, child. He knows that you want to serve him and make it. He hears those little groans. He hears those little cries within your heart. Do you know why I serve the Lord? Because he's been so good to me. He's proven his love over and over and over again. I gave him my heart. I know we're not worthy of his mercy and his grace. But oh, how he loves us. I wouldn't want to try to live. Oh, I feel this too.
Come on. Come on.
Brother Danny, I would not want to try to live one day without him. Oh. No, I've already come too far. Not one day will I trade what I've got. Not one day to go back out in that world where God brought me out. I raise your hand and praise him. Thank you, Lord. I've already seen too much. I've already tasted a little bit of heaven. I've already felt the love of Jesus Christ. It's real, Sheila. I got a hold of it. And you raise your hand and say, God, I got a hold of it. I got a hold of it, and I ain't going to let go of it. Well, hallelujah. Lay hands, hallelujah, upon it, and hold to it. Hallelujah. I got a hold of the cross. Hallelujah. That is my hope. The cross of Jesus Christ and the blood is my anchor and it's my hope. When I need help, I run to the cross and I say, Jesus, I know that you love me. Hallelujah. I'm going to close this here just a second.
Come on.
Can you say here tonight, he's my joy, he's my peace, he's my comfort in the time of need, he's my refuge, Lord, you're my rock, you're the one I depend on, you're the road to hope when the light grows dim, when the waves of doubt come crashing in. You're my anchor in the troubled storm, Almighty God. You're my joy, you're my peace. You're my everything, Lord. Can you love me right here? Love me, love me. You're my everything. You're my all, and my all, God. Thank you, Lord. She wants to come to the piano here tonight. Hallelujah. Has God ever heard your heart's cry? Has Jesus ever answered you and touched you? Doesn't that make you want to praise him and thank him and serve him? We're still dealing with that smallest little word in the English language. Oh, oh, this one little letter word is the expression of your deepest feeling. I tell you, when the Lord touches you and helps you and blesses you, it makes you want to say hallelujah, glory to God. I've been down to the bottom, Brother Carey, but the Lord has lifted me up over and over and over. He's touched me, hallelujah, and he's brought me out. Would you stand with me tonight? David in Psalms 42, he said, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee. Oh, God, I'm thirsty. That's what he's just saying. The deer is the hart. He said, as that hart and that little deer is a panting, the wolves and the dogs are after it. It's so thirsty. It thirsteth for that stream of water. I'm so thirsty. He said, that's the way I am, God. I thirst after you. My soul thirsteth for thee, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Disquieted is opposite of quiet. It means you're troubled. Why is my soul so cast down sometimes? He said, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. When I'm down and out, if I can just get to where I feel like he's a smile upon me. Can we pray here tonight? If I could just let the Lord smile upon me, it'll heal me. It'll heal my soul. Let's pray. Let's find a place here tonight. Let's call on God and say, oh, Lord, what's your need? You got needs here tonight. There's needs in this building, and I know that. Come on, what is your need? What do you want from the Lord? What do you need him to do for you? Do you need his touch, his help, his mercy? Why don't you cry to him right now? He hears you. He loves you. He cares. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He sees you. He cares.
You're my light.
Thank you.